Well, happy Saturday from Burlington, Vermont. Another episode and soul session of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Hopefully you're feeling good in your world. Ooh, what a week. I am sitting outside on this gorgeous afternoon. The sun is shining. It's about 65 and it feels good. It feels good to sit in the sun. It feels good to just be outside. You know, we're now officially into that weather where we get to be outside. And I'm fresh off of my birthday. This is the end of my birthday week. I'm officially 40. Yes, but I will say I had high expectations, as most things in my life, that my birthday was just going to feel absolutely amazing, incredible. Like, I was just going to feel like I was floating on a cloud. And it was completely actually opposite and had nothing to do with the fact that I had turned 40 or I felt old or any of that, you know, mind fuckery that when you turn a year older, you're like, oh my God, my life's over. No, that wasn't it. I didn't actually know how to identify what was wrong with me, but I cried a lot on my birthday. And then, of course, I started singing once I worked through it, like, it's my party. I can cry if I want to. But yeah, I don't know what was wrong with me. I think I was just doing like an emotional flush of just like, okay, that was my 30s. Flush. This is my 40s. Shine. And plus, yesterday and into the weekend, it's a full moon in Scorpio. So, you know, I've always heard that Scorpios are intense, and when they get into the dark side of the of their sign, it's like really intense. So it actually computes to me why I was so emotional this week. But now I'm on the upswing and things in my life are shifting, and it's, you know, it's a whole new vibe. It's a whole new vibe. And I'm rolling with it. So I'm excited to see what year 40 has in store ahead of me. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about a lot of things per usual. And hopefully you got to catch the last episode I did with my friend Zoe. We're going to do regular episodes together talking about life, but more specifically men and women, because there's just so much there. There's so much there. So you can find him on social media at King Zoe. So check him out. He's always got some words of wisdom. He and I already told him what I want our next topic to be. So stay tuned for that. But I was sitting here actually thinking about the government, and you're like, what, on a beautiful Saturday and you're thinking about the government? Yeah, because I'm just sitting here soaking in life, processing things, processing jobs that I've had where I worked for the government, processing conversations with people and their perspective of what they believe is right, wrong, acceptable, not acceptable. And I happen to think about how people will always talk shit about those who live off government resources and don't want to work. You know, that's a famous phrase, right, in our society? Oh, nobody wants to work, or oh, they want to sit on their ass and collect benefits from the government. But those same people, or you maybe have thought that, you know, I sure have. Like, listen, okay? I grew up in a family and family members who were on that same brainwave of, oh, I'm just going to collect Social Security, or I'm just going to collect disability, or I'm just going to pop, 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 and not work and apply myself, or whatever, I'm lazy, or whatever. Those were my family. That was my blood. You know, so it's like I had a separate perspective of that because of how I was raised, because of the family members that were within my family on, you know, one side of it. And then I had a different side of the family that had a whole different vibe that was about, you know, money and long-term planning and, you know, just always trying to chase the almighty dollar, and did a very good job doing it. So I had two different sides to like really examine as a kid. But you fast forward, most of people will have those conversations, especially fresh off of the last 5 years of our political debacle. and where benefits are always being cut. And I was just sitting here thinking about the fact that people are always quick to want to say, hey, they're lazy, they don't want to work, or they're living off government resources. But let's pan out and let's remind ourselves as a whole of how expensive this human experience is. And not everybody's got the brain power, the bandwidth, the inner drive to go in and succeed and make themselves successful because of what is going on within themselves. Okay, that's one. But two, it's like, you think that that's by coincidence? You think they're just lazy? Or do you think the system was set up that way? So those that will prosper, and those that will not will fail, right? So it's like when people want to talk shit about Section 8 housing or, you know, Social Security, disability, people not working, taxes. I'm going to sit here and fight and speak my truth about all these goddamn taxes. I'm always amused when someone wants to start bitching about taxes. I'm like, okay, let's hear your perspective. What do you got to say about it? How is that affecting you day to day? I mean, come on. So that's kind of where I was thinking about on this sunny, beautiful day, processing life in this human experience is, you know, we as a society are always quick to want to break someone down for being on government resources. I mean, yeah, of course you want people to know their potential. You want people to go and create and build things and apply themselves, but you're not always going to get that with humans. This shit is hard, you know, like this shit is hard. So those that don't want to seek the path of like, well, I don't want to live off government resources, or some people just can't, you know, like they just can't. And I think that over the years, I have even worked on myself with that quick judgment of just assuming something about a person's, you know, financial situation or whatever, and becoming less judgmental about it. And also waking up throughout the years in my adulthood to the reality of how this system was created and who it truly benefits. And it never is low income to middle class, whatever middle class is anymore in 2023. But it's not. And you look at cities, you know, the cost of living, you know, I was looking at one city in particular, and they are 111% over the nationwide average of cost of living. 25% increase in groceries, 6% increase in utilities. So you have to be able to afford, and the number one cost of living in that city is housing, which, shocker. Shocker that the most expensive thing that people have to pay for is housing. Look at the housing market. Look at how, you know, you got everything from, you know, discrimination to classism to price gouging to gentrifying to. And then with that comes people's individual judgments about how they think it should be or what. But in the reality is, housing is a basic need for all humans. Like we're expected to live on this planet until we die. What are we just gonna live on the street? No, we need to have housing. But guess what? There's rules with that. There's control with that. There's financial cost. That's why there's so many unhoused people. Because if you don't fit into that box of what it means to, quote, be approved, be reliable in the housing world, I mean, shit, I've seen it all. And I've gone through my own ups and downs in housing. And it's really unfortunate. That's why there's so many unhoused people in America. Because we don't give a fuck about each other. We really don't. On the larger scale of life, we really fucking don't. Okay. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to take on that beast, just like taking on the government, just like taking on everything else, capitalism, greed, power, control, war? white supremacy, racism, discrimination, sexism. Like, pick your category, folks. But yeah, so I appreciate the fact that, you know, like every day I wake up and I say, today I am grateful for dot, 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 and I make my list. And every day it's always that I have a roof over my head, that I'm able to financially support myself with my basic needs, because I promise you that is a luxury in 2023, and it has been for the entire existence on planet Earth. But your basic needs are a luxury. It's really that's how it's treated, because not everybody has basic needs. So therefore it can't just be the essentials. It's got to be a luxury now. Housing is a luxury. Cars, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there. You can do 2-3 jobs, or you can have one solid good one. Like, you know, there's a lot of good opportunities out there. You just got to find them, you know, or create them if you're a creative type. But a lot of people don't have running water. Clean water. Let's talk about clean water. Clean water should be a basic need, but that's a luxury too. food, luxury. People all over are starving every day, don't have food, cost of groceries up, you know, just your basic needs. And, you know, so that's on my Rolodex of thoughts today as I embrace turning another year older and feeling, you know, grateful. Trust me, I'm grateful to be alive, but sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is the point? You know, like, what am I doing here? What are we doing here? But I'm grateful to be alive, because there's a lot of people that haven't seen age 40, age 30, 17, 5, you know? Again, you go back to the basics of gratitude. It's not always about the material world, even though I'm guilty of chasing it too. I say, oh, I don't care about the material world, but, you know, we all want to chase it on some capacity, because you have to have it, you know. If you don't have a house to live in, or an apartment, or a roommate situation, then where are you going to live? On the street? If you don't have a car, you have Uber, you have public transportation, or you walk, or you ride a bike. And if you don't have access to any of those, well, then you're screwed. And then it's like, if you don't have money, how are you going to eat? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to just exist on Earth, because everything costs? So it's like, it's the vicious hamster wheel. Don't mind the loud jets that are flying over the air. It's the ambiance in the Burlington area. Always never quiet in the sky, which I like. It's nice. But I know sometimes the wind can trap me in my episodes, so break away from that. So yeah, so that's just kind of what I'm thinking about, is the basic needs that we take for granted, and what life looks like when we turn another year older, when it's our birthday. Like, somebody asked me, what did you do this time last year? I'm like, God, I don't even remember. I know I wasn't in a very good place with myself. Life was, you know, going through its thing with me. But I feel more alive and zesty at age 40 than I did at 39. You know, I built it up. That's for sure. I was like, hell yeah, I can't wait to turn 40. 40 is going to feel amazing. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to just like, And it was raining. It was pouring all day. I mean, all day on my birthday, from the time I woke up until at night. And for like 4 days straight, it rained. And so then it's like, I looked cute going to work, and then I came home immediately and I changed into some comfy clothes. I'm like, yeah, if that ain't life. And so then I had these big plans and I canceled them and told my friends, I'm like, you know, I'm really not in the celebratory mood. You know, like, I don't want to sit at a table and just all of us there, like, I wasn't feeling it, and everybody understood. So I ended up going to this really good pizza spot in the city, and it was perfect. The pizza was amazing. It was amazing. It was fluffy. The dough was fluffy. It was amazing. It's called Pizza Verita, and it was so good. And so it was a perfect birthday. And then I ended up going to $5 wine night. So I was like, it wasn't bad. Like, yes, my plans pivot, you know, took a pivot because I wanted it to. But it ended up actually, I think, being better than the original plan. And sometimes, let's go ahead and feed off that. Sometimes what we think should be the original plan or the plan is not actually what we need or what is best for us. So either we break away from it or life will force us to lose our grip of it, and there'll be another plan that will play out. And before you know it, sometimes you're like, man, I can't even remember what that plan was. Oh yeah, that, no, I'm glad that didn't work out. Like, this feels so much better. But we have to go through that grit. You know, that's what I believe grit is when you go through the discomfort, those moments where you're like, I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know why this is happening. And then you get stuck in your head. But then if you just let go, you don't become so attached to the outcome. You don't become so obsessed with how this said plan is supposed to play out, or how you would like it to play out. And if you just let go and see where life is trying to take you, it may turn out better than the original plan. And then you're like, well, shit, I wasted all that energy on what? You know, something that I thought I wanted? Man, and there are times, trust me on this, there are times where I will say to myself and out to, you know, the universe, like, thank you. Thank you for stepping in some capacity, right? Like, thank you for helping me not have this plan play out, because, man, I would not want that now looking back. But you don't think that when you're going through it, because you're like, no, I really want this plan. Why can't this work out? Why is this? Like, whether it's a job, relationship, city, car, house, whatever it is. Sometimes what you get instead is better than the original plan. And take that from somebody who's had a roller coaster of a life by choice and by the choices that I've made. And looking back, even though traditionally I don't look like or have made choices like the traditional route or the conventional, very much unconventional, that I really said to myself, 2 days after my birthday, I said, you know what? So what? Like, that I don't have those said things that people right now have. That's okay. I'm living my own puzzle piece. You're living your own puzzle piece. So what does that look like? What does that feel like? And I think that it's a balancing act of, can I make these dreams and visions I have come true along with supporting myself in this society, in this system that was created with greed and capitalism and, you know, inflation and political wars and actual wars, you know, like, and all the things that we face in society. So it's like, it's a true balancing act. And can you do it? And that's where sometimes one gets sacrificed over the other, or maybe you're too much in one area and not enough in the other. And so it's a balancing act. And, you know, I said to somebody the other day, because they were like, how was your birthday? Was this like the big one, the 4-0? And I said, yeah, but you know what's weird is it doesn't feel like 40. Whatever that's supposed to feel like. I don't feel 40. I feel like I'm energetically still in my 20s, but I know reality wise I'm a 40-year-old woman, but I don't feel like I'm old. I don't feel like my life's over and I'm running out of time, but I will sometimes feel that sense of I'm running out of time when I pay attention to what others are saying or messages that are broadcasted in society. You know, of course, then you're like, oh shit, am I running out of time? Have I done enough? What could I be doing more? And then the panic and the anxiety kicks in, you know? But I think most of all, and I read something recently that was so fitting, because the reason why I stopped sharing my goals and stuff with people is because I was usually met with some sort of criticism or some sort of like, do you think that's a good idea? Like, have you thought that through? Well, a lot of times, yes. Sometimes, hell no, but I'm going to do it anyways. You know, so, but what it boiled down to, and it was something that I read recently, was you have to be certain and confident in your decision making. Not confident in who you are or believing in yourself, confident in your decision making. That even if you share it with somebody or you talk about what you want to do with your life or whatever, even if they come at you with all these like critical comments and judgments and observations and feedback and advice, that no matter what, you will take it with grace. You will say thank you. You will apply some of it if it resonates. You will, you know, leave what doesn't. But it won't shake your confidence in your decision-making skills. And I'm like, oh, that's a gem. Because for a lot of years, I think that's why I was always so resistant to others, is because I wasn't confident in my decision-making skills. That takes time. That's another check on, you know, your list of things of, am I confident in my decision-making skills? And I think you have to go through the ups and downs of life to test that out, to see if you actually are. Because some people are just natural born decision makers. That's why there's so many natural business owners and entrepreneurs who just, it just comes so easy to them. Like, boom, here's a product, put it out in the world and you make $1 billion. And you're like, well, you made that look easy. But because that's certain people's paths, to be business owners, to create products, to, you know, or be behind the scenes helping people with businesses, you know. And then there are a lot more people that are more 9-to-5 doing their own good work within that. You know, not everybody has to do one thing or the other, but we need both. We need creators. We need people that are producing products and businesses. And we also need people that are kicking ass at 9-to-5 environments to help keep shit straight. Because there's opportunistic leaders that are running those companies, and, you know, so it's the circle of life in the animal kingdom. So, you know, that's my soul session dump for today. Things that are on my mind today as I bask in the age of 40, feeling fresh and stellar, and knowing that it's not over yet. Like, what am I going to do in the next 10 years? What will life be like in the next 10 years, you know? I mean, shit, how many of us thought in 2023 we were going to be like the Jetsons, you know, or we were going to have some sort of flying cars or this and that? No, we ain't there yet. I'm waiting for my briefcase with my little spaceship. I really want one. Fuck a car. So, I hope that you're doing good in your world and that you are not leaving the power in someone else's hands. And that you believe in yourself enough and you're confident enough in yourself to go after what you want. And it's hard. Of course it is. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that nothing lets them down. Like, nothing anybody says, does, what the world says, what society's, nothing. Like, and those individuals are stellar. It's my word lately, stellar. Because you still will listen to the messages out there, but it won't shake who you are. It won't rock your core. And I think that that's success. So enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for energy exchanging with me and supporting the podcast. Still going strong with my episodes and adding more ideas to the mix. So until next time, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.